China, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently ballot is just a privilege.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of stemivity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbal Healer.
Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to hour three of Covering America, which really distresses me. There's never enough time. Ralph, before I go back to you, we are talking about self-governing systems. This is the new international system that is based on economy. It's certainly not based on human beings. It is based on profit systems for sovereign, they're called functionality sovereign international systems. This is the new governmental systems. These are the new systems that have been put into play. I want to just kind of give you a brief list of these systems. We've talked about the power grid systems, NERC, specifically for the United States, Mexico, and Canada. That is a self-governing system. Food. That, again, is another functional sovereignty system. Monsanto is your example. Pharmaceutical industries, another functionally sovereign system through the big pharmaceutical houses in the world globally. Education, Common Core, is a functionally sovereign system. It's self-governing, makes its own rules and regulations and enforcements. Water. Functional sovereignty, we see it all over the world. Air, through the carbon credits program. Housing, through the international property maintenance codes. All functionally sovereign, self-governing systems that make the rules and regulations. Transportation, all over the world. The environment, through Agenda 21, the EPA. All of the local issues going on, all of them self-governing, sovereign, international governance systems. Now, Robert, in California, if you'll finish up your thoughts for me, please.
Okay, real quick, real quick, and I appreciate, again, your show with all that information you just gave. That's excellent. No, it's just basically a few things. You keep on saying being a sovereign, but you ever mentioned that Clint Richardson, you don't do that. Then you're taking your place in front, you're putting yourself in place of God. And it's interesting on that. So that's one issue.
Well,
they can look that up.
Is, we're living this thing right now. Vicki, respond if you would.
Well, the idea of being a free man, sovereign on the land, that only works insofar as they allow you to do it. And we are in a conversion process right now where they're converting systems. And so you can declare your sovereignty. You can do whatever. You can go off, live in the woods. You can do all kinds of things. But that will only last until you come into their sphere of effort at the conversion. And so
and you will be arrested.
I mean,
this is the thing. People need to group together. Well, look, people just have to simply wake up.
They do. They have to understand.
Because they can do the power. They got the gun. We have more guns than they do. But if we happen to have a lot of people that just focus on Dancing with the Stars and the weekend sports and whatever it is to be easily entertained, then we're going through that route and we're going to be in that.
Then we
Once
have
we
to check call it
out, we have to wake up the massive and say, look, this is what's going on. And
we
it's
have
simply
to call it what it is.
Up,
as the caller said, we have to call it treason. You cannot just disintegrate governments because you want to.
Yeah.
It is treason.
Well, and
thank you. I've got to go on because I have so many people on the line. Russ in Texas, thank you so much for waiting. What's on your mind?
Nancy, thank you for taking my call. I think, like so many shows that I hear on RBN and as well as other Patriot networks, to me, too often we focus too much on the problem and we don't look at the solution. Everything that we've talked about this morning puts us in a state of fear. We're afraid they're going to throw us in jail if we do this or if we do that. We're afraid that the smart meters are going to, you know, manipulate everything that we, our lifestyle, et cetera. You know, we've got
okay,
to
what
stop
is your
living
solution?
Fear.
What are your solutions?
My solution is, as a previous caller Lauren spoke of, is to you know, start to stand up and say, you know what, if God be for us, who could stand against us? Okay? And start living a life that's godly and good to Him, you know, and glorifies Him, and not be in fear. Because fear is the lack of faith. And all
if you live as a good person, chances are nobody is going to really bother you. It's only when you come up against...
No. If you live as a good person, then what you're saying, your definition of a good person is pay your taxes and don't buck the system. Well, no, that's not living as a good person.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I just meant you go about your business and you don't hurt other people and you don't make waves, which is really what you're advocating. You're advocating pulling yourself into your own little world and, you know, not bothering with all this stuff that's going on in the world. The problem with that is the world that we're going to leave to our children and grandchildren. I don't think we have an American government anymore. If you want to get right down to it, what we have is a facade of a global international system. Even the police forces, the intelligence agencies, they have all been internationalized and linked up in a horizontal structure of intelligence operations going around the world. All the intelligence agencies of all the governments of all the world. That is functional sovereignty. The military, linking up the militaries of all the countries in all the world. That is functional sovereignty. Law enforcement as a part of that, the same thing. The reorganization of the governing systems of the world are being reorganized along functional lines. And if we don't understand that, you can't even begin to fight anything because you'll be doing whack-a-mole, like the one of the callers said earlier. You know, you work on this little problem, that little problem. If you don't understand the whole big picture of the transformation to this international system of functional sovereignty, then we can't solve anything, and what we will be leaving to our children and grandchildren is a system of total control. They will be beggars and slaves on the land that our founders conquered.
Russ, thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we are again coming up to a break. Stay with us. I've got Fred in Georgia, Mark in Texas, Dan in Kentucky, and Bear in Colorado. We will get right with you as soon as we come back from the break. Stay with us. Govern America. We'll be right back.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are talking about international corporate monopolies, also referred to as functionally sovereign entities. That means they make all of their own rules and regulations. This is the new international system. Every one of these systems, power, food, pharmaceutical, education, water, air, housing, transportation, environment, all of them are international monopolies. And we are actually, as human beings, employees of each of these systems, which means we follow the rules or basically we're fired as human beings, even from your own homes. Now, let's see, where am I? Russ in Texas, you want to finish up for me? Okay, Fred in Georgia, you're up. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. A quick comment from a previous caller before I get to what I talked about. And, you know, we're all very likely to say everybody needs to wake up. But in reality, that what that means is we must talk to our friends. Because everybody's not going to just tune into the right program at the right time. Comments on what you're talking about today. You know, I think another word for what you're discussing, Vicki, is monopolies. That's something everybody can grab onto and understand. You know, we have an electrical monopoly. And those were busted up in the 1800s. We need to go back to that. We need to reexamine that position. And you're right, there is no government because they are all bought off in one way or another. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, look at the stuff going on in England now where they're investigating a whole bunch of people in Parliament for child sex abuse. You know, that's one of the techniques that people with a lot of money and power use to maintain their voting power in whatever government they're in. But the main thing I called about, and you may be aware of this already, but it may be useful for the audience to be reminded, is technocracy. That was a big movement in the 30s, and their entire rationale was controlling the people by replacing money with access to energy. You familiar with what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, yes.
There was actually, in the 1930s, a technocracy party, a political party. The technocracy party started in Belgium, which is very, very interesting. And, yes, we're very aware of that.
What I find interesting about that, brought into present-day terms, realizing first, of course, that the technocracy movement was just ridiculed and busted up appropriately. But somebody in our current political structure, Zbigniew Brzezinski is one name that's verifiable, was in that university that was full of those technocracy people and really glommed onto it, liked the idea, and I would propose continues to this day. I don't think it's any accident as well that Zbigniew Brzezinski and the people he surrounds himself with, Kissinger, et cetera.
Brzezinski is one of the most interesting characters of current history because, number one, he's still alive. He's still writing books. He wrote a book called The Grand Chessboard, which everyone should read. He is one of these people who has set up the system who actually doesn't try to lie about it. He's very out in the open about what this thing is to do, what it's going to cause, and I highly recommend that you read Brzezinski's books.
Yeah, well, you know, in the 1930s, when they first came up with the concept of technocracy, they didn't have the capability to do it. But beginning in the late 1950s, when they started implementing computer systems to control processes, that's when the capability really came to fruition. And so, you know, from the late 1950s forward, they have been automating everything. And with the implementation of the smart grid, they will have the capability to implement technocracy, and that is exactly where we're headed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my goodness, Vicki, our power grids are run by computers. Our food systems, our pharmaceutical systems, our educational systems, our water systems, our houses, our transportation systems, our banking systems, everything is run by computers.
Right. And everything
requires... And that's why, you know, when people call in and they say, oh, well, you know, just be sovereign, it's like, are you using a telephone to call in? You have a computer system in your house? You know, it's we can't just walk away. We cannot. 90% of the people in the world cannot go live in the middle of the woods and sustain themselves. And besides, we don't own them anymore because Agenda 21 has taken most of the deep woods through the biosphere reserves.
I'm sorry.
We have to deal with this.
May I, I got my, had some echo problems. They cut me back in. I'd like to just make one point to any casual listeners that need to understand this. It is not until they have made smart meters, until technocracy is able to create their currency to replace our currency is electricity. And up to now with smart meters, they have, up to smart meters, they have not been able to restrict your access to their currency.
But that's coming too.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, I mean, but the smart grid is cutting off your electricity. For a technocrat, that's cutting off your currency. So that's all I wanted to say, really. And because, you know, we have monopolies, and they're replacing our currency eventually with this energy.
Yeah. The,
okay,
the
now, Fred, thank you so much for your call. Let's let Vicki respond. Vicki, go ahead.
The new word for monopoly is called market. And these functionally sovereign industry segments are called markets,
yes.
which is a very clever deception because, you know, we grew up in what we thought was a capitalist country. And, of course, you know, our definition of what a market is has to do with individuals, you know, being productive, selling their goods on the market. But
well,
the
Vicki,
new
It also keeps people investing in these functionally sovereign entities.
Yes, and essentially they're just funding them.
Exactly.
And the stock market is manipulated so that you really can't, I don't know, maybe some people make money in it, I don't know. The big players make money in it, I don't think the little ones do.
Okay, Mark in Texas, are you with us?
Yeah, you may make money in the stock market, but you produce nothing. What's being killed here, folks, is self-determination. Think of a 10-story building, and on the side of it, it says the self-determination building. That's you.
Yeah,
I know it sounds simplistic, but you know, one caller said, well, we're talking about washer and dryers here. Yeah, that's one of the piers holding up this building. The other one's your car. The other one's your electricity. It's, you use all of those in self-determination. They're being wired with charges right now. Once all the wiring is in place, all it takes is a flip of the switch.
That's you're so right. That is exactly right.
And what's killing most of us is we don't know where to turn because we no longer have representation. These folks that we elect, they don't represent us. They have turned into facilitators.
No, what we need is an army of honest lawyers. But
where are you
going to
find that?
Yeah. Well, that's our problem, isn't it? But, you know, with this smart meters and smart grids, there are so many legal issues that could be brought up in a court case that I think it would be like a cakewalk legally if you could only find lawyers that would pick it up and run with it.
Okay, hold your thoughts, Vicki, because I think you're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Mark, stay with us. We will be right back on Govern America. What an important show today, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. for the next 12 issues. Send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right back to Mark in Texas. Mark, finish up for me, please.
This will just take a second. The reason we have a problem trying to figure out where to turn is because it's the fourth branch of government that's instituting all this. The representatives are the facilitators, but the branch that's doing this is the administrative branch. It's removed from our oversight. Try and get to one of these folks.
Exactly
right.
On that note, let's bring up the CEC, who is probably who all of these people are actually serving.
The CEC, remind me what the acronym is. Do you remember?
It's an environmental. It's an International Environmental Commission.
Yes, that's the North American Commission for Environmental Cooperation. That's the trilateral organization for protection of the environment that was created through treaties and agreements and contracts. Okay, there's a book that I can't recommend highly enough. It's called The Greening of NAFTA. Not The Greening of NAFTA, it's just called Greening NAFTA. It was edited by David Markell, M-A-R-K-E-L-L, and John Knox, K-N-O-X. And they were both involved in the negotiations for the creation of this organization.
And this book explains it all to you. And so, you know, I can't recommend it highly enough, so that you will understand how we have been moved into an international governing system that really is outside of our view. It operates through the administrative arms of government, through the EPA, and so we have the EPA coming down into our communities, but really the EPA is following the directives of the CEC.
Yeah, exactly. And we have, an, you know, all branches of government, Supreme Court, everybody, is serving this, again, this international system of economy.
Because nobody has challenged it straight up as treason against the Constitution and our form of government. This has all been built by lawyers, and so what they're doing is all based on legal doctrine and precedents, but
we don't understand.
That really is outside of our normal view. I mean, we live in our communities, our cities. We have a city council. We think the city council is actually, you know, controlling our city. But in fact, you know, there's this international layer that has been imposed on the top, over the top of our government system, and our elected representative system of government is being eroded, cannibalized, replaced with these unelected commissions and councils.
Yes, exactly. All right, Mark in Texas, I have to let you go. My phone lines are stacked. Let's go to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, quickly for me, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Nancy and Vicki, for your depth and commitment. These psychopaths running the world in these systems you talk about are using forced choices to force us. I think effectiveness is always the measure of truth. So we have to figure out ways to force choices on them. Here are some. On March 9th, John McCanney mentioned a book, Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit, and he has a book of numerical tables that proves that prime numbers are not random. And therefore, NSA and everybody else, all of these stores and the smart grid people are scared to death because any encryption they have through their computers can be reversed on them. And
okay, Vicki, you want to respond to that?
That's really in a technical area that's kind of beyond my expertise, but I did hear one of the talk show hosts, Mike Rivero, I think it was saying that he wrote several encryption methods that would take the government a while to break. But any system that is written by one man can be broken by another man.
Easily broken, Vicki. There's tables proving prime numbers are not random, and even a child can do this, a school child. There's another system for regular math that's like that. This is for prime numbers. There's another system called Trachtenberg for even regular numbers, and even children have been trained in Switzerland and Holland to do complex math in their head. The same thing works against encryption, and they are scared to death. A couple years ago, somebody called in with an idea for Darren about smart meters. Take a microwave door off and put the microwave around the smart meter, and it'll zap it, and it won't, the smart meter won't work, and they can't read it. The Bundy Ranch, wilderness farmers in Colorado keeping the roads open, backing them down. Here in Kentucky, we had a food co-op. The health department shut down their raw milk production and cease and desist orders, quarantine. They contacted all the legislators at home over Memorial Day, and the health department admitted they made a mistake, backed off, and they really have a black eye. These are victories that we can follow, but the encryption thing that McCanny has will work, and we can damage all their encryption methods, and there are people who can use these things to do that.
And okay, Dan, thank you so much. I need to keep going. Let's go to Bear in Colorado. Bear, are you with us?
Yes, good morning. You know, you're using this word sovereignty, and I don't agree with how you're using it, because all of these guys are answerable to international bodies, especially under Agenda 21. But, you know, I mean, if we're, anybody's living in a fantasy, trying to find an honest lawyer, because a lawyer that actually goes into court and questions the system is immediately disbarred and blackballed. So the thing is, if you are going to take a benefit, and you are not going to argue that you are not going to be able to take a benefit, then you have no right to argue, and that's the code that they come under, is that if you cannot bite the hand that feeds you. I think what Lauren is saying is by removing consent doesn't mean that you have to live off the grid, and it doesn't mean that you have to remove yourself from the system. What you're doing is you are taking the place of the of the superior position, not a submissive position, if you take away the consent to their benefit. Because their benefit is for them, and to enslave us to make sure that they have what they want out of our labor. And it doesn't mean you don't need electricity or don't need anything else. What it means is you then take in, the word is called usufruct, the use and possession, not the ownership, because the ownership goes to the creator. And if you allow the creator to be your sovereign, then that you can only serve one master. Don't take
Vicky, respond.
Take the use and possession.
Well, there is a difference between acting like an adult and saying, you know, I'm not a child, you can't tell me what to do, which is essentially what you're saying. And in many cases, you're absolutely right. The government, they are trying to overstep boundaries, and you can stand your ground and say, you know, what you're doing is wrong, and sometimes you will win. But in the big picture of things, standing your ground is like being locked in a cage with a gorilla and saying, I'm an individual and a creature just like you, and so don't beat me up and destroy me. It's not going to do you a lot of good, because the gorilla is bigger and stronger, and if the gorilla will do what it wants to do, no matter what you say.
Well, you know, the difficulty is that these new international systems, very clearly and all over the globe, are now militarily enforced. We see that in the United States more and more every day. We're going to have to take another break. We will be back in just a few minutes. And then we're going to have John in Tennessee with us. So sit tight, John. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, on Govern America.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. We are in the last segment, which is heartbreaking. Nikki, do you have anything that you want to add to what Bear had to say?
Yes. Regulation and governing of corporations at the international level is a joke. They're doing it right now by voluntary contract. There's something called the Global Compact that corporations can sign on to where they agree to follow the edicts of the global system, to protect the environment and consider the needs of the people that they serve. Well, we know how corporations operate. They operate for a profit, and profit is their number one motivation, first, last, and always. And, you know, whatever it takes to earn that profit and to keep that profit up is what they're going to do.
And because they are allowed to develop their own enforcement strategies, we end up literally becoming like employees to each and every one of these functionally sovereign entities.
Well, that's true, and the thing is, though, that the whole entire system is operating on the basis of ultimate efficiency, and in a system where efficiency is the number one directive because the most profit can be generated through maximum efficiency, a whole slew of people are going to be excess baggage, not sustainable.
not
like senior citizens, like the imperfectly born, like the people who aren't creating profits for these systems.
Right. The people who are of average intelligence, not even retarded, but just the people of average intelligence, because this entire global system is being designed and built for the intellectually elite who can produce at the global level. And if your children can't do that, then they're excess baggage.
And, you know, yeah, if you can't make money, if you can't produce taxes, if you can't pay for their crimes against the environment, if you cannot pay whatever they choose to charge you on a monthly basis for their services, yes, you're excess baggage.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly true. Okay, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, are you still with us?
I'm here. Hi, Nancy and Vicki. You know,
you
said so many interesting things. First of all, what we are is a self-replicating human resource in a global company, period. And as long as you're providing income and taxes and you're compliant and obedient and you're not too ill health, you know, you're not too sick, you know, then you're worth having around as long as you're making money. But, Vicki, you said something that probably a half hour ago, and I'm like, that's the only other person I've ever heard say this. Our government, as we know it, the United States, is gone. Now, back in 2007, during the debate time when Rudolph Giuliani was running for president, he wrote a paper for Foreign Affairs magazine called Towards a Realistic Peace. Are you familiar with the paper?
No, I'm not. Tell me
about
it.
Yeah, a seven-page paper presented to Foreign Affairs, and all of the candidates, folks, if you're going to run for president, you're going to write Foreign Affairs an article, and they're going to publish it and see how it flies. Anyway, 7 pages, and if I recall right now, it's been 7 years, he referred to the international system probably 20 or 30 times. He referred to the new order, a new order of things, like 20 times in 7 pages. So these people know what's going on. We're under an international system. Another caller called in and said, we've lost our government. Well, that sounds good. But if you understand the government, and I go back to high school, grade school, it's a compound word. It's 2 words. First is government. Second is M-E-N-T, mint. You control a ship, you govern a ship with a rudder. You govern an engine with a governor. The mint is the first half of a word, mentality. The mint means mind. So our government in Washington or our government at the state or local level is nothing more than controlling the mind. So we have good we have great government, but we have bad government. Right now we've got satanic government. So we've got these controllers of our minds that we're refusing to listen to what they're saying. Anybody can do it. I used to hate, language class or English class until I discovered that I could understand a whole lot of what's being said and done if I just listen to people talk. So now I like English. I like Latin. I like Greek. I like Aramaic. I like Hebrew. Because the technology is there, as bad as it is, it can be used for good. You can understand what they're saying. You just take the time. Stop, listen, and learn. And you'll hear things like, you know, I've said it for the last 3 or 4 days now, the head of the IMF standing before the National Press Club explaining numerology and compressing of numbers. Why, and hoping that the IMF played a part in the new things that are coming. So my question for both of you in this technocracy that they're dragging us into, why on earth would the head of the IMF be teaching numerology and number compression to the National Press Club? Unless it really is coded, hidden speech that they want them to understand.
Well, they're building a whole technocratic system, and the thing is that the press, they went to school for journalism. They know how to write a really nice paragraph. They know how to rewrite press releases. But what do they really know beyond that? Now, when you get up to the really serious newspapers like New York Times and Washington Post, their objective is to mold and shape opinion. They do know what's going on, and they are the purveyors of it to, you know, the translators of it to the rest of the country.
But it's in doublespeak, Vicki. They're saying things that sound beautiful to us, conveying a message that's sinister to others. Let's go back to the smart grid and to the smart meters. Has anyone looked at their smart meter? I kicked them off my property, and I went on vacation and came home, and I had a brand-new meter. Guess what it was called? It was an Icon, I-K-O-N. Well, what's an Icon? What is an Icon? Well, that launches a program on a computer, or, strangely enough, it's a god. So literally, look at your meters. Their names on the meters. They don't pick them out of random. They're telling.
Okay, John, I've got to let you go because I've got one more caller. Thanks for your call. Michael in New York, you have to make this very quick.
Hello, yes, thank you, Nancy, for taking my call.
Hurry.
Now, let's just get right down to the basics here. What we're dealing with is a de facto government that has usurped our de jure government. If you just present it in such concise manners, everybody's going to quickly comprehend our situation. We've been taken over by foreign agents and traders, and they've imposed upon our de jure system of governing their de facto system, meaning it's illegitimate. Okay, now, while they've done this, they've brainwashed people into believing they're still in a constitutional republic operating under the Constitution, but obviously we're not. The original Constitution is not even in effect. So many of the original amendments of the Constitution are not even in effect at all. The money supply with gold and silver, property owners, only ones allowed to vote. They can only have war if they declare war through the Congress, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so this is our problem, and therefore, since it's all illegitimate, they're all traitors, foreign agents, and crooks, and deserve the punishment that is due to them, which is imprisonment or hanging.
Michael, thank you so much for your call. Vicki, there is never, never enough time with you. We will have you back probably within 2 weeks, I hope. And we need to keep going on this. There was so much that we did not cover. You're a treasure, Vicki. You're so important because you make all of us smarter. You help us to understand. We are so very grateful for you, and thank you so much for coming on again. Ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful show. Thank you so much for joining us. Pray for this republic, do what you can to restore it, and come back with us next week. Karen will be with us. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
With finance.